The most helpful and inspiring leaders that I know are those who don't just tell me where to go and give me instructions, but those who lead and who say, come on, follow me. Those are people who go where they want me to go. They don't ask me to go anywhere where they haven't already been. A friend once told me that she believes that she was in contact with and saw an angel. She lived in Walnut Bottom, and if you don't know where Walnut Bottom is, it's a little village outside of Carlisle. Not a lot of traffic. She was going to visit her sister who lived outside of Washington, D.C. Now, this was in the old days, youth, before the GPS and GPS on your phone. And so all she had were instructions and a map. Well, she got down toward Washington. She got on that beltway. The cars were whizzing by on both sides of her. She got over into the right-hand lane, and she was totally lost. And finally, she found a place wide enough to pull over on the side, and she just put her head down on her steering wheel and just said to herself, what am I going to do? And she started to pray. Well, she looked up, and a car had pulled in behind her. And a woman had gotten out of the car, and since there was so much traffic on the driver's side, had come around to the passenger side and knocked on the window. And, of course, she was trying to be safe, so she put her window down just a little bit. And the woman said, can I help you? And she said, oh, I'm lost. And she told her, and the woman said, I know just where you're going. She said, follow me, and I'll take you there. And so she waited until there was a break in the traffic and pulled out and waited for Nancy to pull out behind her, and she took her straight to her sister's house. Well, Nancy pulled over quickly by the house and jumped out of the car to thank her, and the car was nowhere to be found. So she's convinced that it was an angel, that her prayer was answered, and that woman, when she said, follow me, led her to a place of safety, led her to where she was going. Jesus, time and time again, as we hear about his life in the scriptures, said to individuals or to groups of people, follow me. He didn't ask them to believe something particular or follow a creed or love him. He just said, follow me. And that was an invitation to go somewhere. It was an invitation to go somewhere good. The scripture verse that we just heard this morning from the book of John was one of those places where Jesus issued the invitation. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus offered to lead us. This invitation is still open to us, to lead us out of those dark places in our lives, those places of depression, those places where we feel trapped, those places where we are so confused we don't know what to do. Jesus said, follow me. The one who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. At another time, Jesus gave a clue as to where we would find ourselves if we follow him. This is from John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. You see, Jesus knew that there were a lot of voices calling out to us and saying, come on, follow me. Follow me to this place or to this place or to this place. And he knew that the end of those journeys were the stealing of our time and our life. They might lead to destructive habits, destructive tendencies. If we follow those voices, they might even lead us to our death. But he wanted to assure us, follow me, and you will be led to life abundantly. Life in all its fullness. At another time, Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. He offers to lead us not from life to death, as you would think the normal course of a life would be, but he offers to lead us not only to an abundant life here, but from death to life eternal. When Jesus said, "Follow me," he promised to be with us. He promised that he would go ahead of us and that he would not ask us to go anywhere that he has not already gone. Now, following him is not always easy, but we can know because we are following him that we are not alone and that he is eventually leading us to life, even if you have to walk through the swamp to get there. I remember a time in my life when it felt like I was trudging through the darkness, trudging through the swamp. I was fighting cancer. I had like 3 different kinds of chemotherapy and radiation and all of the stuff that goes along with that. And I was tired and I was afraid, except that I was praying through that and others were praying for me. And knowing that, I felt closer to Jesus than I ever had. And under all of that turmoil, there was a sense of peace that the end of this journey, at the end of this journey, it would be well. Today is Scouting Ministry Sunday. And I believe that any organization that promotes and leads and teaches the very practical values of Jesus and teaches people to walk in a path that leads to life is a good thing. I appreciate that about the Scouts. On the Boy Scout website, which I was looking at this week, they say this: the Scout Law has 12 points. Each is a goal for every Scout. A Scout tries to live up to the law every day. It is not always easy to do, but a Scout always tries. Listen to that, promoting the reality that it's not always easy, but a Scout always tries every day. Scouting is being promoted and is taught as a way of life. The Scout Law includes these values. A Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. They all have that memorized. I don't have it memorized. But it's a wonderful thing for Boy Scouts to have memorized and to keep in their mind and in their life. Similarly, young girls and women who belong to Girl Scouts pledge themselves to those same kinds of values. The Girl Scout Law says, "I will do my best to be honest, fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous and strong, and responsible for what I say and do." It goes on to say, "I will do my best to respect myself and others, respect authority, use resources wisely, make the world a better place, and be a sister to every Girl Scout." These are life-affirming, life-giving values that reflect the values of Jesus. And I personally am proud and glad that we support the Scouting Ministry. We have Brownie Scouts and Girl Scouts meeting in our church. We have Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and what's the name of the little ones? Lions. We have Lions. We have all of these different groups in our church, and I'm proud that we support that. Beginning March 10th, 3 weeks from today, the season that we call Lent begins. And during that season, we're going to be journeying through what it means to follow Jesus, the path of discipleship. Week by week, we're going to be looking at different facets of life as we seek to follow him and to get closer to him. That's always traditionally been a time when we've tried to get closer to Jesus. And so we're going to try to accept his invitation in a new way during the Lenten season. And I challenge you to come on this journey with us to maybe get closer to Jesus or for the first time consciously decide to follow in his footsteps. Maybe make it an experiment. I haven't done this before, but I'm going to, for these 7 weeks, I'm going to have this experiment to really follow him the best that I can. Because when we follow Jesus, we are going somewhere. We are going somewhere good. We are going somewhere that leads to life. Life in all its fullness. Life that walks through death to life eternal. Think about that as you watch this video.
Follow me. It's a simple request, sometimes spoken from a mother to a child, a brother to a sister, a friend to a friend. It's a request that requires trust, belief, action. It requires you to put your faith in a person who will lead you to safety, to peace. A long time ago, Jesus Christ spoke these simple words to his closest friends, and his invitation still stands today. Come, follow me. Follow me, and I will show you how to love others and love yourself. Follow me, and I will show you how to repent and be forgiven and forgive others. Follow me to turn things around, to start over, to navigate the storms of life and the storms of death. Follow me to find purpose, your purpose, God's purpose. He taught us the way. He showed us the way. And when we follow his way, we find new life.
I hope that you will think about what it means to follow him more closely every day in your life. Amen.